Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off site-wide. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, you are. And I would happen to be JR. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer in New York holding it down on this Friday night, Carlos Ortiz. And much love to everybody locked in all over North America on the free Odyssey app, on their local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM, it's 158. And if you got a smart speaker, just ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. I hope you've had an amazing Friday. If not, it's good and the bad. Bad is, I'm only going to be here for one more hour. The good is, I've been here for 3 hours already. I get started at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. And if you've missed a minute, if you've missed a second of the show, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We've had a very busy show. Let me give you a recap on some of the things that we've discussed. Tons. Right before the break, we talked about Harrison Butker. He was at the White House today. He didn't bring his significant other. But he also might have an adjustment when it comes down to kicking the football. I'll explain in a second. Caitlin Clark, it looks like she needs to kind of relax with the technical fouls. She's on her way to a suspension if she doesn't relax. Obviously, last night, the NBA Finals are now set. The Dallas Mavericks eliminate the Minnesota Timberwolves. They'll take on the Boston Celtics in game one of the finals next Thursday. And then we had a guest. Thank you so much to Jay King from The Athletic for joining us, because he covers the Celtics for The Athletic. And he knows everything. And then Carlos, what's the man's name?
Gable Steveson.
Gable Steveson. Okay. He's gone from being Olympian and Olympian to the WWE. And now he's going to try to make the Buffalo Bills. Good for him. Who am I to knock somebody's dreams? It might work out. Come on. You think about the strength, the athleticism, the leverage that you need to utilize in wrestling. It could work in Buffalo for the Bills. Give it a year, right? You know, Brock Lesnar got a training camp and they cut him. You know, maybe if Brock Lesnar got a full year on the practice squad and practice and hung out, you want to tell me that Brock Lesnar wouldn't be out there whooping people? Come on now. I could see Brock Lesnar, but you know, there's certain skills. I could have saw Brock Lesnar as an edge rusher. I could see it, definitely. Now, anyway, we got a lot to get into this hour before I got to leave. Carlos is going to turn my microphone off and tell me to shut up and leave. But before that happens, at the end of the show, of course, I'm going to share with you a few things that took place this day in sports history. Last night in sports history, we had some children with amazing... How do I say it? I don't know how to say it. This is why they're smart. Carlos, what do you call people with great spelling skills? Is there an adjective for that? Or they're not linguists.
Yeah, I don't know how I would say it for spelling. I guess you could say they employ a vast vernacular, but that's really more speaking than it is spelling.
Yeah, everything I can think about has to do with talking and orating. It has nothing to do with spelling. Anyway. You'll know what the hell we're talking about next break. We'll get into that. And then, you know, before we went to break, before we talk about the Mavs and everything, just kind of give people a wrap up of what we've discussed so far. We talked about Harrison Butker, not for bad reasons, but his special teams coach basically said, we may not have him out here kicking the ball off. And, you know, it could be a good idea. And he had a good point. Let's again listen to Kansas City Chiefs special teams man Dave Taub on the new kickoff rule and how this could affect their all-time kicker, Harrison Butker. Listen up.
I like to have somebody that can go back, you know, is able to make a tackle. I mean, Bucker is able to make a tackle, but I really don't want him making tackles all year long. You know, if you watch the XFL, we watched every play. I bet kickers were involved in probably at least 25 to 40% of the tackles. You know, either trying to make a guy bounce back or making the tackle itself or just missing the tackle. So, you know, we don't want Bucker in that situation, you know, but he will be a kicker. He'll be a guy that we will use in certain situations. He's got a lot of ability to move the ball, you know, whereas those other guys may not be as, you know, apt to doing that. And, you know, we'll use him. He can still kick a touchback if we need it. You know, you're just giving up the ball. If we do kick a touchback out of the back of the end zone, now they're getting it out to 30 instead of the 25. So that 5 yards makes a big difference.
Now, Carlos, reasonable. You don't want the kicker getting kicked in the face. You don't want the kicker having to drop a shoulder. You don't want the kicker getting his leg planted into the dirt while a guy tries to, you know, maneuver around him and he blows out his knee. And then everybody goes, well, you're a dumbass for putting your kicker in harm's way. And so we all get and understand that. And then, you know, we got to get into the whole Justin Fields thing. And this past week, Justin Fields dispelled the fact that he would be utilized as a return guy, that this was just a joke. Well, it's kind of been reported that the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to utilize, I don't want to say a two-quarterback system, but Russell Wilson is going to operate the offense inside the 20s. And when you get inside of the red zone, that this is going to be Justin Fields' time to shine. Now, it sounds good, right? It does. Justin Fields is more athletic than Russell Wilson at this stage of their careers. I think if you were to take Russell Wilson in his prime, I mean, as an overall athlete, yeah, you're playing baseball, playing football and what have you. But when it comes down to speed, Justin Fields is in a different space. Now, is this a good idea? Is this setting things up for failure? If you're going to utilize Justin Fields, then just trick the defense all the damn time. And who am I to tell Mike Tomlin what to do? And who am I to tell Arthur Smith what to do, their new offensive coordinator who was fired as the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons? But at the end of the day, Carlos, you said it the best. If you got two QBs, you got what?
You got none.
Yeah. How much, quote unquote, deception are they going to try to utilize? A lot? None? Are you pulling Justin Fields out every now and then? I mean, he's going to have a package of plays. How often would you use him? Yeah, hardly.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, I feel like once you bring that up, and the very fact that they're introducing it, it just starts to send a message to the rest of the players. It confuses everybody. What's the one thing that coaches say when, you know, they're going through a rut or they just want to kick out the noise? They just want to simplify the game. You're adding an extra element of complication to your playbook every week.
You know, and maybe this is all a ruse. I mean, this is, what we in? May? This is the last day of May. Saturday is going to be June 1st. We know that it makes, if we really break it down, it makes zero sense for the Steelers to have Justin Fields on the team and not use him. Like, he's going to be utilized. And is it going to be exclusively in the red zone? I don't think so. I think we'll see some trickery here. And if you're the Steelers and you have struggled to score over the past couple of seasons, then I see why not. I just know that we should all probably be prepared that if you are Mike Tomlin, and you got two dudes, what did he call them? He says our quarterbacks have been scalded. Man, this might be your first season that you finish below 500. The AFC North is going to be tough. Ravens ain't getting worse. I can't imagine the Browns, if they get worse, that is going to be all that worse. The Steelers are here in the mix. Cincinnati, they should be perfectly fine if Joe Burrow is back. The Steelers might be the worst in the division. They may not get injuries helping them out this year. And good luck to Mike Tomlin and his two quarterbacks. And I can't wait to see what the press conferences sound like. The Steelers are going to be they're going to be must-watch after the games, because Mike Tomlin will be angry and Russell Wilson will be selling you a dream. And Justin Fields will just be, well, miserable. It sucks for them. Anyway, congratulations to a team that wasn't miserable. Well, a couple of them. You know what? Yeah, let's talk about a couple of teams that are actually happy. Let's start off with last night. The Dallas Mavericks, they have to be a team that's thrilled because they put a whooping on the Minnesota Timberwolves. The final score, 124-103. At one point, the Mavs led by 36 points. Dallas Mavericks, they're a happy team. They're going to the finals to take on the Boston Celtics. Somebody who's real happy? Kyrie Irving. He says it feels good to be back in the finals.
Feels great, man. Definitely don't take this moment for granted because of how hard we had to work to get here, and we had to earn our spot into the NBA Finals, and we had to go against some great opponents, OKC, Clippers, Wolves, and I feel like they got us better as a team. They really challenged us on the defensive end, made us focus in, and you know, I thanked every single one of them like I did the previous two series for making me better.
Yeah, both Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic, they both scored 36 points in the victory. Karl Anthony Towns and Anthony Edwards, they both had 28, but they lost, so let's forget about them. Anyway, somebody else who feels good is Luka Doncic, and he is a sick individual because Luka Doncic says, yeah, I'm happy I'm going to the finals for the first time in my career, but I'm also happy when I have a chance to rip the hearts out of the opposing fans. What a creep. Listen to him.
It's a good feeling, man. I can't lie. Just go out there and, you know, it's us against them. Just stay together. But that feeling is great.
Oh, damn. Carlos, when they redo Silence of the Lambs, maybe they could have Luka Doncic in it.
Oh, what a good call. I could sign up for that.
Luka Doncic in Silence of the Lambs?
Oh. Yeah, why not? You just got to have the creepy dinner scene and just him kind of looking wild like he does at one of his press conferences. It's great.
I feel like every time I've seen Silence of the Lambs, it was at like 1 a.m., 2 a.m. on like a Saturday morning.
Right. It's never with the sun out where it's safe.
I've never seen Silence of the Lambs. You're right. Ever in the daylight. It's like the world is quiet. It's dark outside. The house is quiet. Outside is quiet. And all of a sudden, somehow the Silence of the Lambs is on. I don't know. Maybe I replay it in my own brain at night. I don't know if that's a good thing, but hey, that's what happens. Anyway, we're talking about positivity, except for Luka Doncic. His positivity is, you know, making fans cry. Jason Kidd, he's happy too because he has Kyrie. He has Luka, and he's going back to the finals. This first time since 2011 when he was the Mavs point guard. Listen to Jason Kidd. He's happy.
Luka. He was able to be aggressive, and then Kai joined the party. And when those two are going, I thought again for them to come back after maybe not a great game in game four, those two responded at a high level and they carried us tonight.
Oh, that's nice. I'm happy for the Dallas Mavericks fans. I'm happy for them. Are you happy for them, Carlos?
Yeah, sure. They don't bother me.
Yeah, they don't bother anybody. Mark Cuban is hanging out in the background a little bit now. Yeah, this Friday night. Let's have some positivity. The Dallas Mavericks are happy. You want to know who else is happy? The team that actually just won a championship, the Kansas City Chiefs. They are happy because they went to the White House to celebrate. And Travis Kelce, thank God, He didn't have any alcohol. He didn't say anything crazy. He didn't do any of that screaming and yelling. I guess somebody warned him to take it easy because Travis Kelce in the White House just, well, listen to him.
My fellow Americans, it's nice to see you all yet again. I'm not going to lie, President Biden, they told me if I came up here, I'd get tased. So I'm going to go back to my spot, all right? All right.
Oh, that's sweet. That's nice. Yeah, his girlfriend was on tour somewhere in Asia making lots of money. What a guy. That's what a smart man he is. Carlos, isn't he a great American hustler?
Sure, it's living the American dream.
He is. This man planned on being a he wanted to be a football player and a celebrity. And he ends up, do you think? Now, I mean, okay, let me, I'll try not to get in too much trouble here. Carlos, there are people who end up with someone because of who they are. And then, well, I would think most people fall in love through the process. But not everybody has the greatest of intentions when they meet somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
This man had a whole television show about finding love. And he just so by happenstance ends up with one of the most famous women on earth.
Not only that, he was hoping for it. Remember the stories that came out that, you know, he made friendship bracelets. Like, who would have thought that would work?
Excuse me?
Yeah.
He did what?
So reports are that he made friendship bracelets and was trying to catch Taylor backstage at one of her shows sometime to give it to her. Now,
right.
If he did not play football and he wasn't who he was and you try to kick that friendship bracelet game, that is getting thrown in the trash.
You mean to tell me that I can't try a friendship
maybe
bracelets
you,
at this stage
like,
of my life?
But 15 years ago, when I wasn't with my wife, now wife, if I tried to roll up through the club with some friendship bracelets, they were getting chucked. So I can't do that. I like you. You're a smooth cat. I don't think you could do that. But apparently if you play football for the Kansas City Chiefs, you can.
A friendship bracelet. Well, I think playing for the Chiefs worked for him too. Let's just say that. Well, good for him. I'm happy for happy people. Congratulations to the Dallas Mavericks. And going to the NBA, what do you call this thing? Going to NBA Finals. Congratulations also to the Kansas City Chiefs. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs, they're already champions. They were at the White House today. Good for them. When we come back from break, oh, yeah, congratulations. Well, Carlos, what's his name again? Gable Steveson?
There you go.
There you go. Let's listen to the news in Buffalo, because congratulations to him as well. Because this man, he got a job. He went from being a WWE wannabe. He's a real Olympian, a real Olympic gold medalist. And now he's on the Buffalo Bills. Listen to this.
Well, Friday afternoon, the Buffalo Bills announced they'd signed former Olympic gold medalist wrestler Gable Steveson, who had previously worked out with the Bills this offseason before that move became official. Before the Olympics, Steveson attended the University of Minnesota, where he was a back-to-back national champion. While a student at Minnesota in 2019, Steveson and a teammate were arrested for alleged rape. Those charges were later dropped. In 2021, Steveson signed with the WWE, but was later released earlier this year. It is expected Steveson will sign a rookie-level deal with the Bills.
Damn, they ran that man's whole rap sheet. That was WKBW in Western New York. They ran his whole rap sheet. I was trying to just get to the positive of him signing with the team, but you can't erase reality. I mean, what has happened, and that's just what it is. Anyway, it's the JR Sportbrief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I have more positivity. This is, nobody has a rap sheet involved here. And if they did, it'd be a massive problem. I will explain. You are locked into the JR Sportbrief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off site-wide. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. We're talking about winners. It's a Friday, right? It's been a short week. Yeah, I know. Remember, the holiday weekend was last weekend. Here we are again on a Friday night. Kansas City Chiefs winners. They're at the White House today celebrating their second championship. Back to back. We talked about the Dallas Mavericks. They're advancing to the NBA Finals against the Celtics. Winners. We talked about Gable Steveson. This man is signing a rookie contract with the Buffalo Bills. He is an Olympian. This man got a gold medal. He's 24 years old. He tried out for the WWE. And, well, now he might be cracking skulls for the Bills. May take a couple of years, but we'll see. And speaking of winners, oh, how about this? The Oilers leading the Stars 1-0 right now in the first intermission. Okay. Panthers are trying to beat the Rangers tomorrow to win. All about winners. A big congratulations to another winner. His name? Bruhat Soma. You don't know who that is. And that's okay. That's fine. It's probably good. You don't know who he is because he's not famous. He's just very smart. Because this man, this young man, won the Scripps National Spelling Bee in a spell-off. Yeah. You don't know what that is? Carlos, were you good at spelling as a kid?
I have a big hatred for spelling bees. I've only been in one. And I was eliminated because of stupid technicalities, so I hate spelling bees. But, hey, for all those who participate and win, more congratulations to you.
Wait. You were good at spelling bees? You were?
I was, but I never got the chance to prove it.
Oh, no. It stinks. Well, this young man, Bruhat Soma, excuse me, he's 12 years old. He's from Florida. Shout outs to everybody in Florida, my neighbors. He's in a spell-off. I was good at spelling. I think I'm still good at spelling and writing. I've gotten worse as I've gotten older because I'm just like, who cares how I spell anything? Ain't nobody reading anyway, most times. But he was in a spell-off. I've never heard of this in my life. And it came down to having to spell almost 30 words in the fastest time possible. Here are friends at CBS2 in Chicago. They got the scoop. Listen to this.
This year, the competition came down to a spell-off.
Cinef.
S-C-I-N-I-P-H.
Voussoir.
V-O-U-S-S-O-I-R.
Caixinha.
C-A-I-X-I-N-H-A.
Ramoneur.
R-A-M-O-N-E-U-R.
I don't know how to spell those words. I don't know what those words mean. And that guy that was reading off the words, I feel like he's in my nightmares. That's the same guy who's been doing this. It feels like for the past 35 years. Like, I feel I'm actually mad that I missed the spelling bee. I used to watch it. I guess I got too much of a life now. Not that people who sit down and watch the spelling bee don't have a life, but I used to have one or not have one. I used to watch it. I'm mad that I missed it. Now, Carlos, how many of those words could you have spelled?
Are we sure that those are even real words?
I couldn't even tell you. What was one of the words? Vu what?
That's the thing. We just played the clip, and I can't remember any of those words.
Well, we can't look it up if you can't spell it, can you? We're screwed. They can't fake it. This is scripts. This is real.
It might be scripted.
This is not Vince McMahon's spelling bee. It's a real one. I feel happy for the kids. What do they do? Does he get money? Does he get a scholarship? What does he get?
Good question. I'm sure that there's some money. I mean, you got to go through regionals, you know, your state, country. So, you know, this is a big deal. It's a national one.
This was Soma's third year in the national spelling bee.
All right. What's the age limit? And do they have to go through random testing?
Drugs? What are they going to take? They're going to test positive for what? Lucky Charms?
Who knows? I mean, you know, maybe the parents are working them too hard. You know, a little sleep deprivation, little day hair.
He got better. So this year he wins it in a spell off. Last year he was tied for 74th place. The year before that, he was tied for 163rd. And so that's what you call dedication. He's practicing. Now, that's a hell of a jump, right? In 2 years. He goes from 163rd, he almost cuts that in half down to 74th, and he comes out on top as the winner this go-round. You got to give the kid credit.
Give him credit, but don't be surprised. Random testing. Check the samples.
I can't drug test these kids. No. Just too much sugar and apple juice, right?
Make sure it's actually apple juice.
It's not Ryan Garcia. This kid is spelling. He got $50,000 in cash from Scripps. He got a medal. He got a trophy, among other prizes. Now, if you're asking me, $50,000, that's good. Like, if you win $50,000 from Scripps, you should be able to apply that to, you know, your future education. That's good. But Scripps can afford more than that. I'm just saying. Do better. Give the kid $100,000 towards his education. Man, y'all could give him a full scholarship if you wanted to. Get the family a minivan. $50,000 for winning the national spelling bee? I don't know. That seems kind of cheap to me. And I get it. He's not. Watch myself here. He's not Anthony Edwards. He ain't going to get $40 and $50 million. He's not generating money for anybody. But damn, that's kind of on the cheap end for me, if you're asking me. Hey, we got Marco Belletti here. Marco, did you heard about the kid in the spelling bee? He won a spell off?
I did not hear about this. I'm starting to get the gist of it, though, from you.
Okay. Well, hold on. Let's play the clip again from CBS2, and maybe Marco was good at spelling. Maybe he would have won. Let's take a listen to this.
This year, the competition came down to a spell off.
Sinuff.
S-C-I-N-I-P-H.
Voussoir.
V-O-U-S-S-O-I-R.
Kaishinya.
C-A-I-X-I-N-H-A.
Ramoneur.
R-A-M-O-N-E-U-R.
And Marco, do you know what any of those words are?
Wait a minute. The speed on that, was that dialed up? Remember the old record players where you put on the wrong speed?
No, that's not the 1.5 speed. That's real speed.
So man, we were doing rapid fire to figure out the winner on this thing.
And it was a spell off. And so he had to spell 20. Well, they were 30 words. He spelled 29 out of 30 words correctly in 90 seconds. He had to spell as many words as possible. So, yeah, he was speeding. Yeah.
I thought it was saying in a sentence, give me the meaning, the origin, and all that stuff. You had to go speed round at the end of it?
Not in the spell off.
Really? Is that how it works? It's almost like hockey. We go to a shootout, so you do it totally different, and then at the end, we got to go rapid fire?
Yeah, you want to try?
Damn!
You want me to throw some words at you?
No, I don't.
Onomatopoeia, go.
No!
it's like the ghost runner in baseball. We're going to put a word on the 10th inning for you.
Damn!
I'm trying to think of a word that I can never spell correctly. I don't know.
Damn. I have a lot of I don't have the right words. They can spell the words. I can't even think of the right words to be able to figure out how that kid under that pressure to be able to do that at 100 miles an hour good for them.
He got $50,000. I think he should have got more.
This is on TV, right? Don't we have sponsors for this stuff?
This is Scripps. This is one of the biggest media companies in the country. On earth, they're giving him $50,000. That's a lot of money. That's great money for him and his future college or whatever the hell he's going to do. He's only 12 years old. That's a lot of money, but they can do better than 50. Come on.
I would think so. Again, if it's on TV and you've got sponsors and there's money coming in, I'm sorry, 50 grand is not enough. Not for that. Now, if you say, like, you know, well, what did you do? That's a lot of work. You know how much studying this kid had to do?
This kid doesn't have friends.
Hey, you ain't kidding. I mean, you think he's out playing in the streets? No, he's not.
His friends are words.
Come on. You can't be reading the encyclopedia, you know, 23 hours a day. Who knows? Maybe the kid sleeps a little.
Listen, he got $50,000 more than I do, so good for him.
Yeah, you and me both, but I can't spell whatever that word that they asked him. I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, I couldn't spell the word. I couldn't look it up to know how to spell it because I don't know what he said.
Yeah, see, it's not good when you put it into like auto spell and you can't even get close to what it's supposed to be. That's where we are.
Yeah. Hey, good luck. Congratulations to Bruhat Soma, a 12-year-old from Florida. He is your 2024 Scripps National Spelling Bee champ. He's in the same category of the Dallas Mavericks and the Kansas City Chiefs. Congratulations, Bruhat. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Are you stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to tell you about a few things that took place this day in sports history. But right now, you just heard him. He ain't going to spell it, but he's going to tell you about everything in the world of sports. It's a newsflash with Marco Belletti. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Fun stuff. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I told you, as we get ready to get out of here, it's all about winners. It's about champions. Damn it, it's about trophies. Kansas City Chiefs at the White House today. The Dallas Mavericks advancing to the NBA Finals. And then the young man from Florida, Bharat Soma. He's 12 years old. He won the Scripps National Spelling Bee by spelling words I have never heard of in my damn life. And he got $50,000 for it. Good for him. I'm happy for him, a matter of fact. Good for him. Anyway, as we kind of wrap up the show here, of course, I have to bring you some more winners. And well, not winners. Well, hold on a second. Let me make sure. Let's check. Man, make sure I'm not saying anything crazy. Oh, that guy's definitely a winner. They're winners. Oh, yeah, they were winners. Hey, Carlos, I think we're good. Can we talk about more winners?
All winners.
So let's do one of my favorite things to do in the whole world. It's the end of the show, which means it's time to go way, 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 way back, 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 back.
Back, 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 back.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
Oh, damn. Oh, man. You know what? That reminds me to tell everybody about somebody who's not a winner. But we'll do that when this segment is done. Right now, it's time to talk about winners. Today is May 31st. I can't believe it. Can you? Anyway, let's talk about some more winners. Let's go back in time. Let's start with something that happened more recently. As recent as it can get. In 2008, this day, May 31st, you might have heard of this winner. Usain Bolt, he set a world record in the 100 meter. This man ran a 9.72. You don't believe me? Well, all you got to do is take a listen to this.
Finally, a clean start. Will it be a historic 100 meters? Usain Bolt has a step. Usain Bolt blowing away the field. Usain Bolt takes the men's 100 meters. It's a new world record.
He did that in New York. And of course, because it's Usain Bolt, the very next year he came back and he broke that record, which is now the current 100 meter world record. A 9.58. He did it in Berlin, Germany. I love Berlin. Kernfurstendamm. I need to go back. I miss it. Anyway, that took place on this day, May 31st in 2008. Let's go back some more to 1987. I think my hockey fans might remember this. Hey, how about this? I think there are a lot of folks in Edmonton. They're looking for another one of these. Right now, the Oilers leading the Stars 3-0. On this day, May 31st in 87, the Oilers, they won their third Stanley Cup. You remember this?
Just 16 seconds left, and Hextall can't get to the bench. Here's Lowell clearing one. The Krim intercepted. The Krim with 8 seconds left to Craven. Hextall still on there. Fires it up to Howe with 3 seconds left. The Oilers have won the Stanley Cup.
And man, they were counting down. My stupid ass wanted to go, Happy New Year. I'm an idiot. Anyway, I can't help myself. I hear 5-4. I'm like, I'm getting ready to go, man, it's about to be 2025. Look, the Oilers, they won in 84. Well, hold on. I'm going to say that again. This is a little bit of a surprise. Listen to how I say it. They won in 84, 85, 87, 88, and 90. The Oilers, they're trying to pick up another Stanley Cup. In about a week, they're trying, a week and a half, they're trying. Congratulations to them. On this day, they won their third. Now they're trying to get six, okay? And there's a reason why I said 84. Because on this day, May 31st in 1983, a man named Moses Malone, the 76ers, they swept the Lakers. Moses Malone helped those Sixers finally get over the hump. Let's go back to 83, May 31st, as the Sixers swept those Lakers.
Into Kareem, knocked away by Cheeks and a steal. Cheeks will use up the clock. Moses Malone, and let me do it. And look at the Sixer bench. They know
that defense, so right again, that defense comes up with the big play.
Magic Johnson misses a three-pointer, and the Philadelphia 76ers, Maurice Cheeks, quiet, knows they're going to be the world champions, folks. And Billy's done it, finally.
That's 1 second left on the clock.
I don't think they're going to play that 1 second. Pat Riley and Billy Cunningham, Warriors, great coaches together. They're both great young coaches. They asked Julius Erving, would you rather win it at home? And he said no, because that would mean 72 hours more of wondering, and I've wondered long enough.
Knocked away by Cheeks. Congratulations. Yeah, it was a long time. 1983. The 76ers swept the Lakers. All of those things you just heard took place on May 31st. And here we are in, Carlos, what year are we in? It's 2024, right?
Reportedly.
Okay. I'm just making sure I'm not hitting the fast forward button too much. Things get kind of crazy and wild here. And I did make mention of something that took place today. Mike Tyson's fight with that guy, Jake Paul, is off because he has an ulcer problem. Like, we should have saw this one coming, right? Mike Tyson's about to be 58 years old at the end of the month, fighting a dude who's 27 years old. They had to call off the fight because Mike Tyson, I don't know, is something wrong with his diet? Carlos, does he need to eat more fruit or vegetables? Like, what does he need?
Yeah, you figure you need more green to flush what ails you.
Yeah, this is what happens when you eat Evander Holyfield's ear. It just doesn't work out for you.
What do you think the gestation period is on an ear? You think, like, he's still got ear remnants there? Maybe the ear is like getting revenge?
Oh, come on. You're crazy, man. No. It's just, well, he spat it out. That's number one. And then it's just cartilage, right? I don't know. Cartilage, I know, a little thicker. Look, why don't we ask Hannibal Lecter? Why are you asking me these questions?
I mean, we could ask Luca. You were talking about Silence of the Lamb. Maybe he's already doing prep work.
Are you insinuating that Luka Doncic?
I'm not insinuating anything. I'm just merely touching back to a point of the show earlier where we talked about Luka Doncic maybe could be a in the Hannibal reboot.
Because he enjoys ripping the hearts out of fans.
Your words.
They better leave him alone, man. You know what? No, I don't want them to. I want to see everybody talking trash in the NBA Finals. I want to see Luka Doncic going at it with fans in Boston. I want to see the fans in Boston giving him crap. I think the fans in Dallas are too nice to give Kristaps Porzingis a lot of crap. But I'm here for the trash talk. I mean, this is the final series of the NBA season. We might as well get a little bit of extracurriculars, right? We don't need no niceties. I'm here for it.
Yeah, throw all the pleasantries out the window. I want to see beef.
Yeah, it's first, we got to hope that Kristaps Porzingis is healthy enough, all right? He may not be on the floor enough for us to have beef, but Kyrie will be out there, and we know that this other dude is going to be cursing people out as well. I like Luka. I like the attitude. I like the fact that in a lot of cases he's not likable. You know, you look at Anthony Edwards, the poor guy. He's 22 years old. He had an amazing run. He's affable. He's also very honest and very straightforward, and he's going to have a lot of time in front of him. People are going to eat him up. This is like the beginning of what he's doing. Luka's the opposite. Like, he don't care. He's a bad dude. There's no other way to put it. Let me put you to this before I roll out of here. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. We got hockey going on now. I just told you about these Oilers up 3-0 against the Stars. The Stars were talking about how inspired they were by looking at the Dallas Mavericks. Well, inspire some pucks into the back of the net. Do that first. The New York Rangers are going to try to avoid elimination tomorrow. And Carlos, what else you got going on for the weekend besides maybe suffering with the Rangers? Anything else?
I'm actually might not even be suffering with that. I'll be working all weekend, JR. I'm in here at another place, so I'm doing the overnight here, Infinity. So you want to check me out? 12-6 Eastern. I'll be rocking the mic like always.
Oh, not when? When are you going to be on air?
Oh, I won't be on air. You know, doing the same thing like I do now. Trust me. If you think I was on air, I wouldn't publicize it a little bit more.
You're on air now.
I am on air right now, and this will be the same capacity. I'll be on air Sunday night or Saturday night, rather.
Okay. All right. Nothing wrong with that. All right. There's nothing wrong with making money. What's the problem?
No, not a problem at all. You know, I will be missing my bed, though, because I'm going to have very irregular hours for the next 48 hours.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, as long as the check's clear, then you'll be straight.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters. I'll be working tomorrow, too. I'll be on in New York at 2 o'clock. You know what I got to talk about? A bunch of nervous Ranger fans, miserable Met fans. The Knicks fans, they'll relax for a little while, you know? So it's not the worst thing in the world, right? Could be worse.
No,
could,
not at all. You'll have a lot of nervous Rangers fans like me.
Yeah. Nervous Rangers fans?
I'm a big wreck tomorrow.
Okay. You'll be all right.
Just get me to Game 7.
They'll tie up the series.
They better.
And then they'll lose to Florida.
Get me to Game 7. Not even thinking that far. Just get me there.
All right. This is the most wonderful time of the year. Full of winners, except for the people and the teams that get eliminated. Better luck next year. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. You don't have to wait for next year for me to be back. I'll return on Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. And if you're not sick of me by now, you want to listen to me when I do my New York show? You can listen on the free Odyssey app. I'll be on WFAN New York City tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern time. Yeah, listen to me be a psychiatrist to all the New Yorkers. Why not? But don't move here on the Infinity Sports Network. The JR Sport Brief Show is done, but Bart Winkler is coming up next. Thank you so much to Carlos Ortiz.
Oh, that's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off site-wide. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.